Darren Weir. He's got a runner in the Albury Gold Cup today, plus runners everywhere else. How do you cope with it, Weary?
Oh, well, got plenty of good people around me, Andrew.
I was just going to say, we often chat with Jared just to basically help you, and you're so busy. But you've got Jared, you've got a Jeremy Rogers who works within the stable there at Ballarat, and there would be so many people that, well, that you trust fully with. You can't simply be everywhere.
Yeah, that's how it is, Andrew. You're right there. Obviously, with the two stables, you know, Jared runs the Warrnambool stable. We talk regularly, and I get down there as much as I can, but. Yeah, you put a lot of trust in a lot of good people, but they do a fantastic job, and I appreciate everything they do.
Yeah, fantastic. Just on the Albury Cup, while we're talking about that race, Goldstream just looks to be in the right spot today.
Well, we're hoping so. I don't know about the ground, but he's a very fit, well horse, and he's starting the race a lot better each start. So hopefully he can go there and run well for the owners.
You may not have heard this, Weary, and I know I'm repeating it. Our audience would have heard it, but just to update you, so you know personally, they did a lot of new drainage work at Albury, and it hasn't been done for the whole track yet. They're marking it a heavy 8 down the back straight from the 1700 to the 700. The rest of the surface will probably end up being a good 4. It's a soft 5 at this stage, so that's the reason why they've marked it heavy, Darren, but it's a lot different, the surface.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that won't suit a lot of horses, I'd say, but anyway,
no.
Going from heavy to soft, but anyway, it is what it is, and it'll suit some horses, I guess, but anyway, we're happy with the order of the horse, and hopefully he can run well.
And Ben Allen, you're using him a little bit now, mate?
Yeah, he's a great rider.
Yeah.
Really, really good. More than happy to have Ben on. He does a lot of rides for us now, and he's more than capable, and yeah, he'll do the job, no problem.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so it sounds like he's just in a good zone. That's the thing heading towards the Albury Gold Cup at 4:25 today. Mate, I'm not going to go through all the runners because you'd be here for a little while, a long time. But the William Reid tonight, how does Flamburst from an inside draw and particularly Hellbent from its draw, how have they come into the William Reid?
Both horses are in good shape. The barrier helps Flamburst, I guess. And obviously with Hellbent, we decided to miss last start and just go a month into this, and Blinkers on, and he's a very fit, well horse. He hadn't got the ideal racing style, but he's got tons of ability, so hopefully he can shoot up tonight.
And with Hellbent, so you just felt the month between is the better way for him going into this?
Oh, and probably that was the right decision to play. The way Flemington raced, so hopefully the truly race, and he gets his
chance. Understand. Now the big one tomorrow, mate. The BMW with Humidori obviously was very good to win the Australian Cup. Prospect of a heavy 10 tomorrow, Darren. I know he's won on the heavy, but how do you see him tomorrow on this track?
Well, yeah, I've never worked him on heavy grass, so I don't know personally myself, but some of his New Zealand form, he'd ran on heavy ground and ran well, so I'm only guided by that, really.
Yeah.
So that's about the only opinion I have on it, really.
Have you got him on a heavy down at the Bull at any stage, Darren?
I've never been on a heavy. They just do most of their work at the beach. That sand sometimes can be pretty heavy. I'm sure he would have seen some sort of ground like this in New Zealand at some stage because it gets very heavy over there.
Yeah.
Very happy with the horse. He's in great shape. He's just continued to make right amount of improvement. That same couple of spot on him. I don't know what's going on since then, but he's certainly in that similar sort of order.
The one thing that comes through Flemington, Darren, was the way that he won, considering the way the track was, that it really suited horses up on the pace. He was able to really come from behind with beautiful sectionals late.
Yeah, you're right there. The track wasn't racing that way, and he, he probably, wanted to buy it, but he raced it. It was a bit unlucky. He did a lot of work early, and probably had she got in a bit better early in the race. She probably may have tested us and may have even won, but Yeah, that's racing, and we're happy with our horse. And, you know, it's a good race tomorrow. It looks a good field, but I'm sure it's going to run pretty well.
Yeah, I understand. Zarsour Saras and Kendallwood are your other two in Sydney tomorrow. Zarsour Saras was very good the other day. I wish it had got the money.
Yeah, well, she was one that, you know, obviously the way every track was racing, we couldn't come out too early, and she needs to get out and get wound up, and just quite didn't get out early enough. But anyway, she's run well, and this continues.
Yeah, understand. Mate, I'll let you go.